Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, the old fellows have settled on a plan for using the $10,000 gift that Diogenes Smith left the community of Pine Ridge. Mousy Gray was the author of this ingenious plan, which is supposed to provide enough modern apartment buildings to house every family in town, and also to produce a profit of $320,000. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is just answering the phone.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library. L. Edwards, apartment house manager speaking.
Who made him the manager?
Oh, it's you again, Grandpap. Huh? Well, sure, there'd be a rocking chair in each apartment.
Oh, Grandpap.
I told you there'd be a complete furnished apartment all through there. Yes, sir, chairs and tables and lamps. Everything comes with them. Huh? Well, no, you'll have to furnish your own easy slippers.
For the land's sake.
All right. Goodbye, Grandpap.
That doggy's old Grandpap is sure excited about that apartment building idea, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. If everybody's enthusiastic about it as him, we won't have no trouble at all putting this plan over.
Yeah, well, how did he find out about it so quick, Lum? You been telling it to everybody?
No, just a few people. They get to see how they felt about it and all. Grandpap was one I tried it out on first. I just said, Grandpap, if somebody was to offer you a brand new, beautiful, complete, furnished, modern, up-to-the-minute apartment, one that you could live in free for the rest of your life, would you be willing to exchange your old farm for it?
What'd he say to that?
He said, lead me to it. What do I sign? He was bound and determined I'd give him something to sign right then and there.
He was, huh?
He finally had to let him sign the back of an old grocery bill.
Well, did he think that was something legal?
Oh, yeah. Well, he never even looked at it. Just wrote his name down and taken out for home like a scared jackrabbit. Said he wanted to tell his woman Charity all about it.
Yeah, well, we know we got one customer for sure, don't we?
Oh, don't you worry now. We'll get every family in this community.
We will, huh?
Well, this is the greatest one idea that's ever been studied up since the world started going.
Good for us.
Wish to goodness I'd have thought it up instead of Mousy Gray.
Yeah, reckon how Mousy ever come to get such an idea as this.
I don't know. He must be a genius, that Mousy.
Yeah, more likely that's what he is, yeah.
And to look at him, you'd never expect he was capable of studying up nothing.
No.
Little bitty head and Nora eyebrows and all.
Yeah.
Thin, mouse-colored hair. But you got to give him credit now. He comes through with an awful good idea.
Oh, yeah, awful good, yeah, yeah.
And I tell you, Abner, I believe it'd be a smart thing for us to sign him up some way or other.
Sign him up?
Well, go in partnerships with him or something. That way, we'll have a half interest in any more ideas he gets.
Why, sure, sure.
He's bound to have some more.
Sure.
And if he can work out some more plans that'll make a profit of $320,000 right off the bat, he's a fella we ought to be associated.
Well, now, Lum, exactly how do we make that much profit? I never did quite follow that idea that Mousy had.
Well, that's because you ain't got a financial wizard mind like I have, I reckon. I catched on to it right off the bat.
He did, huh?
Yeah, it's simple enough, Abner. All we do is take the $10,000 that Dodge and E. Smith left to Pine Ridge and build one apartment house with it.
Yeah.
We put 20 families in the apartment building, and in exchange, they give us their old houses. And then we sell them for just $1,000 apiece. That gives us $20,000. See?
Yeah.
So we take that and build two more apartment buildings and, well, we just keep on doing that.
Doing what?
Well, building more apartments with the money we get from selling the houses of the folks that's moving into the apartments we've already built. The number of apartment houses that we can build keeps doubling every time, see? And in no time at all, we got enough to take care of all 607 families there is in this community. And it works out so that the last batch of old houses we sell gives a profit of $320,000.
Well, good for us. But say it now, Lum.
Yeah.
Exactly now, how does that work?
For goodness sakes, I've been talking here for 5 minutes, playing it to you. Look, we got $10,000 to begin with. Diogenes give us that. So we take that and put up one building with 20 apartments. Well, gee, that's our ring. You better get it, Abner.
I'll get it. Keep on explaining, Mom. I can listen with one ear.
Well, that's more than you've been using.
Hello, Jotham Down Store Library. Abner Peabody doing a talking. Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Grandpap again.
Oh, for goodness sake, he's getting to be a nuisance.
Yeah, what is it you want this time, Grandpap? Just a minute, I'll ask Mom. He wants to know if we're going to furnish bird cages with him apartments.
Oh, of course not. Can't put in stuff like that.
No, Grandpap, you'll have to furnish your own bird cage. Just a minute. How about goldfish bowls, Mom?
No, tell him no.
No, Grandpap. Stereoscope?
No, of course not.
No, listen, Grandpap, if you want all them things, you'll just have to bring them yourself.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, Grandpap.
He's sure getting himself all worked up about it. Got to know every little bitty detail.
Yeah, well, more than likely, it's Aunt Charity's making him ask all them questions. You know how servitive she is. All is a fair, Grandpap's going to get himself into some worthless, no-good scheme.
Yeah, well, you can't blame her for that.
No, no.
But I wish Grandpap would go quit calling up over here. It's getting to be an out-and-out nuisance. I know one thing. When we all start moving into these apartment buildings, I ain't going to live next door to him.
Doggy, that's right, ain't he? We'll all be living right next to one another, won't we?
Oh, sure.
Hey, doggy, that'll be awful handy for me if I live next to Grandpap. We could just cut a hole in the wall twixt us and put a checkerboard in the hole and just sit there in our own homes and play checkers together.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Don't you go cutting no holes in them walls. Uh-huh. I mean, after we get the apartments built, don't cut no holes in them.
Oh, well, we'll just make a little bitty hole.
No, you don't now. You leave them walls alone.
All right. Doggies. Ain't even moved into my new home yet, and already I can't do what I want to in it.
Now, Abner, that ain't the right altitude to take. If you and Grandpap want to play checkers, all you got to do is just open your front door and take about 5 steps, and you're at his apartment there. That's handy enough for anybody.
Well, yes, handy, but I believe the other idea would be a heap more fun. I could just sit there, and fact is, I could put it close to the table there and sit there and eat with one hand and play checkers with the other.
For goodness.
Wouldn't he have to even stop to eat? That'd be a good idea, you know.
I don't know why you'd want to do that for no way. You don't get no fun out of them games. You never get more than halfway through a game before you're both fussing and hollering at one another. I just hope I live on a different floor than both of you.
Well, which floor are you going to live on, Mom?
I don't know. Top floor, I think.
Top one?
Any floor that Sister Simpson ain't on.
Sister Simpson? Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's going to be living there too, ain't she?
Why, sure. Her practicing singing and playing the organ's enough to drive a feller stark raving mad crazy.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that. Well, I don't want to be near her, I know that.
She ain't even got no neighbors over there where she's at now.
Why, of course she ain't. She won't have none of that apartment buildings neither. Everybody move out. You better not let her in there long.
Yeah, the worst part about it is she just knows about 5 different songs. Keeps practicing them over and over and run anybody crazy.
Yeah, what's that one that she sings all the time about that Lower the Gentle Lark?
Lower? No, that's Low Hear the Gentle Lark.
Yeah.
I've heard her sing that.
Oh, sings it all the time.
Yeah, she expects a body to hear the lark with all that screaming she's doing. I don't know.
Oh, couldn't hear nothing that going on.
We might have to build a little small apartment for her away from the other.
Yeah, we better. A long ways away from them. We want everybody to move in, I'll tell you that right now.
Might put Walt Bates over there, too, with all them youngins of his.
Oh, yeah, the way that pack of little Bates is run wild, he'll more likely have the building tore down before the paint's dry on him.
Not only that, they'd be running up and down them stairs all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Hooping and hollering and playing Dick Tracy and Hi-Ho Superman and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Thought I could never get no thinking done. They'd keep waking you up.
Yeah, then there's that Chadwick Foster. He'll more likely want an upstairs apartment so he can lean out the window and holler at everybody all day long, make them smart-aleck remarks of his.
Yeah, Grannies, I can see now that there's some drawbacks to this plan after all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we better get Mousy to work on this some more and see if he can't straighten these things out. Don't let nobody know we run into some trouble already, though.
Oh, no, no, I won't breathe a word out of it.
By the way, whereabouts is Mousie?
Huh?
Some other things about this I want to talk over with him today.
Oh, well, he's out of town. He took his woman, Gussie, and they went over to Hot Springs.
Hot Springs?
Yeah.
What for?
I don't know. He said some kind of a celebration. Somebody's birthday, I believe he said. A fella by the name of Parks, that's what he said.
Parks? Oh, wait a minute. I know what that is. Just read about it in the weekly paper down at the barbershop. Today is the 110th anniversary of the Hot Springs National Park.
Huh?
We ought to went over there ourselves, you know it.
Doggy, that's funny. This Mr. Park's birthday coming on the same day as the anniversary of the National Park, ain't it?
Abner, there ain't no Mr. Parks that's having a... Wait a minute, there comes Grandpap up out there.
Huh?
Suppose he's got a whole lot more questions studied up to ask us. Wish he'd stay home for a while.
Well, how old did you say this Mr. Parks was today, Lum? 110?
Abner, I never said nothing about no Mr. Parks. The Hot Springs National Park is celebrating its... Oh, now, here comes Grand.
Well, if he's 110 year old... Or... Well, howdy, Grandpappy.
Howdy, wonderful world.
A wonderful world, Grandpappy.
Yes, sir, sure is. A wonderful world beginning today.
Yeah.
Where do you want me to tell him to drive to?
Tell who to drive where?
Why, Cedric, of course.
Cedric?
Yeah, he's out there in the Macmillan's truck with Charity. Everything's loaded. Just tell us where it's at.
Huh?
Where, what's that?
Well, that new modern up-to-the-minute apartment you gave me this morning.
Oh, my.